This is the 2018 ASRA literary test that I shall dictate at 200 words per minute. Ready? Do you ever stop and think during a romantic dinner, I've just left my fingerprints all over my wine glass? When you visit a friend, do you ever worry about leaving a little piece of you behind on every surface that you touch? Well, you're not alone. Thankfully, criminals underestimate the power of fingerprints, too. I'm not just talking about the twisted parting of lines that make our fingerprints unique. I'm talking about an entire world of information hiding in an invisible thing. In fact, fingerprints are made up of molecules that belong to two classes: molecules that we introduce into our body and then sweat out, as well as molecules that contaminate our fingertips when we encounter other substances. Molecules really are the storytellers of who we are and what we have been up to. We just need to have the right technology to make them talk. Let me take you on a journey of unthinkable capabilities. A woman has been abducted and her lifeless body has been found in the woods 3 days following her disappearance. The police are targeting three suspects after narrowing down the search from over 20 men who had been seen in that area on the same day. The only piece of evidence is two very faint overlapping fingerprints on the electrical tape that was found wrapped around the woman's neck. Often faint and overlapping fingerprints cannot help the police to make an identification. Until recently, this might have been the end of the road, but this is where technology can make the difference. The electrical tape is sent to the lab where forensic examiners are asked to use their cutting-edge technology to help with the investigation. They use an existing form of imaging technology that has been further developed and adapted specifically for the analysis of fingerprints. Basically, a laser is directed at the fingerprint, which causes the molecules of the fingerprint to be broken down by mass. The examiners can then identify what those molecules are. In this case, the technology is applied to the evidence provided by the investigators, and molecules related to a specific brand of condom were detected. The information is passed to the police, who then execute a search warrant and find the same brand of condoms in the apartment of suspect number one. It is important to note here that suspect number one and suspect number two both have previous criminal records for sexual assault, but suspect number three does not. It appears at this point of the investigation that suspect number three may become the less likely suspect. But is this information enough to make an arrest? Of course not, and the forensic examiners are asked to delve deeper with their investigation. The presence of other two very interesting molecules were discovered during the examination. One is an antidepressant, and one is a very special molecule. It only forms in your body if you drink alcohol and consume cocaine at the same time. Alcohol is known to increase the effects of cocaine, so now we have an insight into the state of mind of the individual whilst perpetrating the crime. Again, the information is passed on to the police, and they determine that actually suspect number two is a drug addict, and he also has a medical history for which the antidepressant was prescribed. So now suspect number two becomes the more likely suspect. But the reality is that the forensic examiners still don't know where these molecules are coming from and to whom those two fingerprints belong. Fortunately, the imaging technology can help us further. In fact, the technology is so powerful that we can see where those individual molecules are on a fingerprint, and we can create hundreds of images of the same fingerprint to identify all of the molecules that have been detected. For overlapping fingerprints, chances are the molecular composition is not identical, especially if they come from different individuals. So the forensic examiners will ask the software to visualize those unique molecules present in just one fingerprint and not in the other one. By doing so, that's how the two ridge patterns can be separated, and this is really important because the police now are able to identify one of the two fingerprints. It turns out one of these fingerprints corresponds to the victim in this case. This was determined by comparing the fingerprint image with one taken from the victim. Now the police can concentrate on the second fingerprint only, that of the killer. Next, forensic examiners isolate the three molecules that were seen previously. By doing this, only portions of the image of the killer's fingerprint are displayed, since those substances are present only in the killer's fingerprint. These findings begin to correlate with the evidence police have gathered regarding suspect number two. However, the reality is that the fingerprint is not yet strong enough evidence on its own to make a positive identification. Since forensic examiners have the capability to generate hundreds of images of the same fingerprint, they do so and superimpose them in order to improve the image of the fingerprint pattern. The result is striking. They now have a very clear image of the fingerprint, and the police can run it through the identification database. Suspect number two is our killer. By combining forensic science and criminology, we have developed a powerful new science of forensic criminology.